If you were to ask someone from Halifax if they can name something about Bridgewater, they may say, it's halfway between Halifax and Yarmouth, or it's close to Lunenburg and Mahone Bay, but there is so much more. Bridgewater is a host of many different festivals, one of which is the Fresh Air Food Truck Festival. My name is Jay Dory, this is Bridgewater, and this is Get Your Eat On Nova Scotia. I'm here with Tony Lance. He's one of the organizers. Hello, Tony.
How's it going, Jay? Oh,
pretty good. What inspired you to start this?
Well, it actually it started as a joke because we do Fresh Air Films, and it was always like, well, why don't we have a food truck? Because we've had the Roadway Cafe. They used to come to all of ours, and now the Airstream has come all summer. And about halfway through, we said, well, why don't we have a food truck festival? Just kind of joking around the meeting. And then it became every meeting. It was like, well, why don't we have a food truck festival? And then one morning at about 9 a.m. on Saturday, we get this mass email that's just like, we're meeting at the Wild Child Cafe. We're talking about fresh air food. We're doing it. So we went. We had the first meeting. It was just like, it basically came out of wanting to show Chef and trying to find a way to do it. And then it's a food truck movie, so we figured, why not a food truck festival?
So this started as a film festival that happened every week here, or could you tell us a little bit about the original concept?
Absolutely. So we basically decided that where there's not a massive amount of things to do in town, but it's one thing that we could bring to town. We have an amazing area to do it, so we figured, why not have outdoor movies? It's been done in Halifax. It's been done well in Halifax. They've got the drive-in in the valley. We figured we needed something in the middle. So we have an inflatable screen, we have all the sound equipment, and we as a committee get together, look at all the movies, pick our movies for the summer, and every Friday night we do one.
All right, right here with Priya, and you're with Curry Express, correct?
Yes. Yeah.
And Curry Express is located here in Bridgewater?
Yes, right in Bridgewater at the Aberdeen Road.
And it's a takeout food, right?
Takeout. Indian takeout, yeah.
What are you having here today?
We have here butter chicken, chana masala, naan bread, rice, samosas, pakoras.
Yeah. All right. If you're, I'm kind of hungry, so if you were going to suggest something that Tony and I eat here, what would it be?
I am vegetarian, but butter chicken is the best. It is the best. Yeah, we recommend that to all the customers. Yeah.
Do you think that Tony and I could buy butter chicken from you then?
Definitely.
Okay.
Sure.
Then.
Sure. Right. Well, can you handle spice?
Handle spice.
All right. Well, it's not spicy here. It's pretty mild, but we can make it as spicy as you want it.
I like things hot.
Oh, yes. He's yeah. going to do the butter chicken. I'm going to do the samosa.
Thank you so much. This is Get Your Eat On Nova Scotia. This is me making a mess. And this has been Curry Express. This is a good first stop.
Absolutely, man. This is really good.
We're here with Samara, and she's here representing
Centre Scolaire de la Rive Sud, a French school, the local Bridgewater French school.
Yeah. It's a brand new building, and it's absolutely beautiful.
It is. It's a great school, brand new building, nice small community feeling. It's a perfect school, yeah.
And you're raising money for the school itself?
Yes, we are the the Home and School Association, so we are raising money for school class trips, and our big fundraiser is we're putting in swing sets for the kids. So we've been saving for a couple years to put in a nice set of swing sets. So we're just about there. Right now we're selling cotton candy. Yeah, so we have our own cotton candy machine and we can spin cotton candy.
I wish I had my own cotton candy machine at home.
Yes, I love cotton candy, and it's been on my bucket list to learn how to make it. Now, once you do it once or twice, it kind of loses its appeal, but yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. Oh yeah, guess the money shot. Thank you so much.
No problem.
This is delicious. Jeff, can you tell us what you had to eat today?
I had a taco from the taco wagon, a fish taco, so that was quite a thrill.
What kind of fish was it? Do you know?
No, I'm not sure. It was done up in a nice sauce and nice vegetables all chopped up into a great taco shell. And it's messy, but good food is always a little messy, but it tastes wonderful.
Oh, that's good. Are you enjoying yourself today?
I'm enjoying myself very well. Just hope the rain holds off. I think it will.
Yeah.
And it's good to see everybody out and enjoying the food and enjoying the festivities.
Pierre, how did your day go today?
We had an excellent day here at the Fresh Air Food Festival.
Well, I can tell you the smells coming from your trailer here are fantastic. And you are based out of Liverpool?
That's correct. I'm out of Liverpool, but I service the whole South Shore, Shelburne, Bridgewater, and Liverpool.
Well, what kind of wraps are you making here? What kind of things are you doing today?
Today we had on the menu, we had a chicken cordon bleu. We had a Asian beef and broccoli wrap. As well, we offered a American mac and cheese. And we had a, for our vegetarian friends, we had a veggie masfinas, which was a bean and red bell peppers with mango and a cilantro lime aioli. It's a very nice blend of foods.
That sounds absolutely scrumptious. David, what did you have to eat today?
We ate at the Halifax Press. I had a grilled cheese, the chili and cheese one. Delicious.
There was chili and cheese inside of your...
Damn straight, with Brothers pepperoni and fresh local corn.
How'd you enjoy it?
Fantastic. Made on Julian sourdough bread. Can't go wrong.
No, you can't go wrong. Did you enjoy yourself today?
I did. I'm a little disappointed. You know, some of the trucks are running out of food. I was hoping to get a lot more, but, you know, got to go stand in the hoagie line now. See how that makes out.
Yeah. They're running out of food, but, like, it's a successful...
Oh, for sure. I mean, if they're running out of food, they got way more people here than they were planning on, which is a good sign that they'll be back next year, hopefully.
Yeah, it's the first annual, so next year is probably going to be a lot better.
Right, and lessons learned for me. I'm going to be here first thing to get in the first lineups of the day.
Hi, I'm here with Bernadette at Van Dyke's Blueberry Juice, and she's going to tell us a little bit about her product.
The juice is 100% pure. There's a pound and a half of blueberries in every bottle. And it's full of antioxidants. It's made locally in Queens County. We've used it in things at home, like even just to pour a little over vanilla ice cream. Makes an amazing change to the ice cream, so very tasty. And as I say, 100% pure.
Well, thank you so much. Do you mind if I take a little taste of it?
No, please do.
And you can't get anything any more healthy than a blueberry. Wow, that is definitely refreshing.
Like a drink of blueberry pie.
Exactly. Thank you so much, Bernadette.
You're very welcome.
I just got an update. We've got over 2,000 people that have come through, and Papa Smokes said that they've done over $2,000 in sales so far.
Well, that would be really good for next year, to try to get some more people here.
Apparently, we've actually already had a couple of food trucks ask us about next year. So, I mean, I guess it's an inevitability.
You're stuck doing it now, whether you like to or not. Yeah, a lot of the food trucks are actually selling out of food, which is...
I mean, like, on the one hand, it sucks because you're going to wait in a line and then there's not going to be no food when you get there. But on the other hand, it's a good problem to have because it means that you've had so many people coming to your food truck that when you prepared for your average food truck festival, that we gave them more customers than they planned on.
Yeah, and it's been successful. Like, the lineups have been like this... since it started at 4, and we've been walking around here, sort of talking to people, sampling some of the wares, and I think it's just absolutely fantastic for Bridgewater.
Absolutely.
So, Amanda, would you tell us a little bit about your product?
Absolutely. Our cider is proudly grown apples in Nova Scotia, which we press at our winery in New Ross. We feel very strongly it's important to promote Nova Scotia products and support each other. We are available in all NSLC stores with our original cider. The blush and gold are a little more difficult to find in some of the smaller stores, as well as the six pack of original, which is a newly released format, and it's available as well.
Right now we're talking to Linda and her daughter Talia. And they are here with Bridgewater Junior Senior High School for the band?
Yes.
For the band. I went to Bridgewater Junior Senior High School. Can you just tell me how your day's been going?
It's been very successful. We're very excited. First of all, we had great support from our band members. Our students are coming out. The parents are coming out to support it. And we're just so pleased to see how much community support we're getting.
And what instrument do you play?
I play two. I play the alto saxophone and the oboe.
This is a fundraiser specifically. We are wanting to take our kids either to Montreal or New York for competition. And in order to do that, we have 3 years to fundraise. And this is one of our first few events. And we're so excited that it was a success.
The movie is going to start in about 45 minutes over at the gazebo.
Yeah, right in front of the gazebo where the bands are playing now. We've got our inflatable screen. So right around 8 o'clock, we'll plug it in and it'll pop up.
Well, the movie here, Chef, is about
a chef, hence the name, who works in kind of a high-end restaurant. He gets fired, and he goes back to basics, goes back to his roots, opens a food truck with his son to kind of show him what cooking's all about and really how to cook from the heart.
You like it?
Yeah.
And although, Tony, you have not had anything to do with the making of this movie in any way, shape, or form.
True, I saw it, though.
Yeah, you saw. Would you be able to autograph my copy, which I just bought, picked up today?
It would be an honor.
Okay, thanks. Do you have a pen?
I do.
He's gonna autograph my.
You gotta open it the whole way, then it slides out.
You're very smart, Tony.
I was gonna write love and huggles.
Whatever you want.
Okay. Yeah.
Now, may I remind everyone who's watching this, Tony has absolutely nothing to do with the Chef movie.
But I can do this. See, I look like I could be on the cover.
Thanks, Tony. We'll catch up with you in a little bit. We're here with Mabel from Petite Riviere Vineyards, and she's going to talk to me or to us about some of her products here. Hello, Mabel.
Hi.
And where exactly is your vineyard located?
Our vineyard is just outside of Bridgewater off exit 15. Take a left turn. It's about 10 minutes in.
Could you tell us some of the different products you have here today?
Well, one of our newer products is the Stutz Wild Blueberry and Apple Cider. It has a nice note between the blueberry and apple flavors. It's very refreshing, probably off dry. New this year also is the Three Churches White. It's a blend. It's a blend of Lacadie Blanc, Riesling, and a hit of Gewürztraminer. Also new this year, it's the newest part of our Chandelier series. It's a Sauvignon Blanc, a sparkling wine with peaches and a hint of apple.
That sounds absolutely amazing, and I haven't had that before, so.
Would you like to try it?
I would like to try that, yes, thank you. Thank you. Or the beginning.
That's definitely not a good day, but that's the beginning.
Some would argue that could be the beginning of a wonderful day.
Well, you may be right.
That's very nice. That's very nice at the end.
I'm glad you like it.
Very sharp. Wow, that's great. And your products are available in the Nova Scotia Liquor Commission?
They are available at the NSLCs. They have a selection of our ciders and wines.
I'm here with Deborah of Ultra Eats, and you're based out of where?
Matagan Centre, Nova Scotia.
And what type of food were you serving here?
Today we were serving haddock burgers, haddock and chips, and fish tacos, which is a signature taco of ours that everybody loves.
Oh, I imagine. How successful were you today?
We ran out of fish.
Well, that's good to know. You had a very successful day then?
It was crazy. It's way better than we expected. We'll be much more prepared next year. Yeah.
And if I wanted to find you when you're not here, where would I find you?
On Facebook.
Okay.
Well, you have to follow the truck.
I guarantee you I will follow your truck. Are you on Twitter as well?
No, we haven't.
Because I do that now.
Yeah. You got to follow the truck. Yeah. But we're at the Warfront Rally, and we're going to the Pumpkin Festival up in Windsor, and we just started actually 2 months ago.
Well, it looks wonderful. Now I know my Nova Scotia accents, and you do not sound like you're from Matagan. Where are you from there, love?
Originally, I'm from Newfoundland.
Yeah. Best people in the world are from Newfoundland.
You done it.
You've lived here your entire life, and to see festivals like this, though, like how is...
I love it. I love it within walking distance of my own home, and to see a turnout like this, you know, there's people from more than just these surrounding streets. There's people from all over the county, and to come here and participate in an event like this and have a good time and great music outside, it doesn't get any better than this.
It doesn't really get any better than this. I mean, there's a few other upcoming festivals. I'm sure you're going to be there as well.
And yeah, Afterglow is coming up next. We're planning on hitting that. Last year we went to that and had a really great time. That's a really up-and-coming festival in the area, and you know, we normally show up at all these little events.
And next year you'll be here.
Absolutely.
Four hours later, still in a line dedication. I want a hoagie.
Well, it's has
the end goal of the night.
Hasn't quite been 4 hours, though, has
no,
it?
No.
Like what?
Half hour, 45 minutes.
That's about 45 minutes. When we last saw him, he left me and came over and sat here. And he still has quite a... I don't know if you can take a look down there, the size of the lineup.
I'm worried about running out of food and running out of time. You know, the nerves are going.
You're getting shaky, David.
I know. It's tense. But I'm in it for the
I have some certs later if you...
I may need them.
All right. And, no, that's just it. Some certs. I don't even have any Tic Tacs. But if you need something, I'm there for you.
Worst comes the worst. There's always a McDonald's drive-thru.
Yeah. I'm here with Santiago and Ursula, who own the Edible Sideshow. Is this your first time in Bridgewater?
This is our first time in Bridgewater, yes.
How did your day go?
Awesome. We sold out of pretty much everything that we had. We definitely weren't expecting such a big crowd, but it's a success in the end.
I've been here all day, and it has been a great success. What types of food did you sell here today?
Tacos, pulled pork, we have refried beans, and we do a pan-fried haddock.
Do you have any left?
No, unfortunately.
I'm quite partial to pulled pork.
Oh, yeah? Well, we'll catch you next time, right?
Whereabouts are you located?
We're actually based out of Wolfville, so we are kind of a small town truck, for sure.
We work in that farmer's market. We use a lot of their stuff, a lot of their produce. We like to support all the farmer's markets in Wolfville. There's so many great little spots to stop by, and we love it here, honestly. We love the quality of food that you can get here. It's great.
And just in your backyard, too. Like, you don't have to go very far to get quality ingredients.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, thank you so very much for your time, and I'm glad you had a wonderful day. And the next time I'm in Wolfville, you'll see me.
Thank you.
Okay, pleased to meet you.
Appreciate it.
Nice to meet you. We'll have pulled pork waiting for you.
This is how serious I take my pork. When I was in culinary school, I needed some cheat notes. So I thought that I could, you know, put that. You should see what's underneath here.
No,
this is... Look at that, a TIE fighting war pig. That is fantastic. Yeah, that's good.
Thanks, man.
Thanks so much. All right, well, I'm here again with Tony, and we have a very special guest, Sam. How are you doing, Sam?
Good.
How old are you, Sam?
Nine.
And I've heard from Tony that you've been helping out here all day.
Yeah.
What were you doing here today?
Lots of stuff.
Like?
Putting up tents.
Wow, that's a big job. I don't like putting up tents. I'm not very good at it. I usually sleep in my car when I go camping.
I'm not very good at it either.
Oh, that's good. You're in good company. So we're just wrapping up right now. The show, the movie Chef, is being shown in the background. Did you think it went well today, Sam?
Yeah, it was fun.
It was fun. You're going to look forward to this next year?
Yeah.
So how did you think? I think it went really well. It went way better than we thought it was going to, and we already thought that it was going to be a success, but it was big. I mean, like I said before, we had way over 2,000 people come out. The bulk of the food trucks sold out, so they prepped for as much food as they would have for a normal festival, and they sold out.
Can you say, look at the camera and say, get your eat on, Nova Scotia.
Get your eat on, Nova Scotia.
This is Get Your Eat On, Nova Scotia, and we'll see you next time. I'm Jay Dory.